Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. All right, people, it's tickets and turkey time. A Thanksgiving dinner from Whole Foods Market and tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland for caller number 97 right now. This is a pretty great prize. Sold out tickets. John Mayer, Maren Morris, December 12th at the Masonic. This is our Christmas party. We can't wait for Alice in Winterland. And then a Thanksgiving dinner covered for eight from Whole Foods Market. Call now, 800-400-3697. All this can be yours if you're calling number 97.
That same number you're dialing now to win stuff is the number you would text. We collect these all morning.
Yep.
Tons of input from today's show. And here's usually where we get back to reading them all. 925 says, Vinny, just saw your Insta story with the dominoes. So cute. Don't you love when your kids laugh like that? Best sound ever.
Oh, what'd you do?
Your Ricky Ricardo laugh in the background is
totally
cute, too.
Ricky Ricardo laugh.
Last night, we went to a restaurant, and they have all these the stuff that you can play with at your table.
Yeah.
And one of the things is this big box of dominoes. And so I don't know how to actually play dominoes, but I know how to set them up so that when you hit them,
they fall in a row, right?
So I set up, I took, I don't know, 10 minutes setting up this long row of dominoes and then rolled the video and let her hit
it. This is at a restaurant.
This is at a restaurant, okay. Yeah. So I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
I didn't turn it up because I didn't want to. Let me see. Yeah, I heard it.
That's her.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I want to start it over.
All right.
Let me go back. And there they go.
So what's so funny that you can't hear is I didn't realize as I was doing this, I was catching the attention of the other people in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But after she let it go and then she's like, yay, we look up and everyone's clapping.
Yay!
and I'm like,
well, what's more fun than kids, you know?
All right.
Seeing a kid crack up.
So I look at her. I'm like, you better take a bow. I mean, look at your audience. She's all,
oh, dominoes are so fun. I remember just playing with those constantly.
Yeah. So the kid's got some ham in her. There's no
question
about
that. That's good news.
Can you curse on The Secret Show now that the CBS standards are no longer apply?
Yell out the door for Susan Larkin. She just walked in.
Oh, really? You're
going to
put her on the spot
now? Yeah, let's ask her
now.
If that's going to be okay.
Already.
Is she gone? Yell out there for us.
Our new boss did
she's
come
gone.
In and meet us, though, you guys, and that was...
She split.
The news is good.
The news is good. I have to say, we are now part of Entercom Radio. We are an Entercom property. We've been CBS for 20-something years and now here, well-ish. And now we're Entercom. We're super psyched about the change, that we can finally talk about the change,
for
too.
Sure.
And to have our new head here stop in personally on our show this morning while we were playing those last two songs, that was stand-up.
That's
and
a good
we
start.
Really liked that.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her, too.
So great.
Yep.
And she's going to go to Hooman's birthday. So, you know, you guys all have a
We did put a little pressure on
her. A whole night together.
Come and apply her with wine.
I was like, stop pressuring her.
I'm like, no, more pressure. She's a grown woman. She can say no if she wants to. She's down, deep down, she really wanted to go. I could tell.
Well, I can imagine that. I mean, we've all gone through those, that the process of change can be so grueling sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm sure she's just she's been rallying now for months probably through the moves she's had to do. I bet in 2 months, the letdown will be like, oh, God, I need a week off just to recover from all this. I'm sure it's been hairball.
Yep. Absolutely. But it was great to meet her.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love a woman in power.
To put it all in perspective, the truth is I've always been so proud of being a CBS employee and always really liked just like even having our little business card.
Absolutely.
Our little door pass that has this.
Yeah, don't consider this a complaint against the old CBS Corporation. We were very lucky to work for CBS.
I really liked my time with CBS, but there did seem to come a feeling there the last few years where you could tell they were trying to get out of the radio biz.
For 4 or 5 years before.
They've taken great care of me and my family, but I'm looking forward to the new Entercom. They want to be in radio, and it's going to be fun to see us and where this goes.
Yep. We work for a radio company again.
I'm super happy and super hopeful.
Long live Entercom.
Sarah, that complaint about Hooman getting birthday wishes every 5 minutes and you hardly a mention isn't about you wanting or not wanting birthday wishes. It's about being tortured with his butt kissing. We'd rather that be for you.
Oh, I see it from your point of view, and I agree.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you very much. You guys are, I'll tell you, I love these shirts so much.
But
by the way, so we're all wearing Team Sarah shirts this morning that Yuzi got for us. For my birthday, and Susan Larkin walks in, and there we all are, standing all of us in our Team Sarah shirts.
I was like, oh, by the way, we won't be wearing these to the meeting.
And she was all, why not? They're awesome. I would wear them if I were you.
Good, she can have mine.
Great. You know what? Give it to her, and she can wear it too. We'll all wear them. Susan, come back for your new clothes. I'm not kidding.
belated Hooman. And greetings to the whole Sarah and Vinny team. This is all over the place.
Sure.
Sorry.
Hello there.
It's coming through in pieces, and I have no idea what order that's in.
Yeah, the text we have to read backwards, right? Read from the bottom up.
Sometimes they skip.
Yeah,
sometimes
they do
there's
skip.
Even you've got to. I've got to go through and number them, or there's no hope.
Or my family want to read one. I turn around, and then there's 20. I'm like, where'd it go?
My family sent Christmas cards to Jacob. Thanks, Vinny, for bringing that to my attention. By the way, tell Hooman, it was my daughter's birthday on his birthday. She turned 18.
It's a special day. Very special people are born on that day.
Angels, I think they
only
call them.
Angels. Yeah. No, the November 15th angels.
Uh-huh.
That's a real thing. Look it up.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Don't forget, young girls need to be told the same message about grabbing and groping. I'm pretty sure I was an offender when I was younger, says 510.
Well, there should be, pretty well-stated rules about personal space and about no and about yes and about all
boundaries.
How you treat other people.
We've been talking, especially here on this show, we've talked a lot about things that weren't really discussed for a long time. So it's true that I didn't get the kind of talking to I probably should have when I was a kid. And that's the kind of thing we just got to do a better job with.
Yep. Kids don't learn by osmosis. They learn often by example.
Mm. Yeah, and I think the bigger point is let's not have kids making the learning from their mistakes on other kids. It's best they learn, let me tell you how this is done.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't make any mistakes on other kids.
That's a human you just made a mistake on. Let's not do it that way.
Yeah, that human might carry that with them for the rest of their lives. And when you're running for office someday, it might come back to bite you in the ass. Well, not just because of that. Also because that's not how we treat other humans. Before everyone texts me and yells. You can't say anything on this show.
And your discussion, 408 says, and your discussion on sexual harassment and raising kids was great. Vin, you said it very well. Hooman, your taste in music sucks camel things that hang down between their areas.
That's just mean.
Well, was it his taste? He was just playing what was out today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just, you don't have to, everyone's allowed to have their own opinions about stuff. God.
Jeez. I know what you're in such bad mood for. It's Friday. Come on.
Before a holiday, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They were showing the airport earlier, Vinny, and man, it
was
packed.
Oh, geez. You guys take 280.
Hey, so what are you going to end up doing, Vinny?
Yeah. Have you decided if you're flying?
We're not sure because we've got a couple
people. Well, it's less
people,
than a week away.
No, we've got some considerations to manage, and one person in particular we don't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Mm. Okay.
So I would say, but it involves other people. And
put that person in the car with you and drive them on down to your mom's house.
It's best I don't bring it up for suggestions live on the air because I'd rather not address that
just
right
solve
now.
The problem.
I know that you think you did.
Just call your people. They'll solve it for you.
Yeah.
We got you, Vinny. You know what, Vinny? Team Vinny, right?
Team Vinny.
Team Vinny all the way,
you
baby.
You misspelled the name on my shirt, you
man. I told them Team Vinny.
You don't spell Vinny with an S.
Dumb Sarah.
God.
Oh, my God. You are the worst
the
friend.
Best. The best friend. Oh, my God.
Your best friends. Yep. Da-da-da-da-da.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Once we'll solve your problems. Friends.
I hear not okay. It's not. It's just not.
So much more than
okay. Oh, my God. I must have watched Vinny's Instagram story 15 times. It was so cute. More vids like that, Vin.
Yeah, Vinny.
I have to start watching those. That was on the stories?
Yeah, I rarely
don't know why.
Do
I never
those,
think
though.
About, yeah.
I rarely
I never
do
think
them.
About it.
I have found, actually, I should say in my own experience, I don't know that it's happening out there. It seems like a lot of people prefer to do the story because it goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, so instead of having this library of old pictures.
I like the library.
Not necessarily liking all of them. It's a quick snapshot of your day and it goes away and then you do another one.
I actually Instagrammed live from that movie screening that Hooman was at.
Yeah,
that Hooman hosted yesterday as part of his birthday. And if you're wondering, where's Rachel? She's on my Instagram story for probably another 2 hours.
Cute as a button.
Yeah. What a little. Did you look at it?
I did.
She's just a delight. Mm-hmm.
707 says, Vinny talking about vacuuming up Rapunzel's hair made me laugh so much, especially when he shrieked. All of you guys are so good at telling stories.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for making me laugh.
Thank you for listening. To us tell our stories. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, someone had texted this earlier and I looked it up. But remember we were talking about Fenty Beauty?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By Rihanna. Fenty's her last name.
Oh. Rihanna Fenty.
Her real name is Robin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That was Time Magazine's 25 Best Inventions of 2017.
Right.
Her makeup made it. Yeah.
And what'd you say? There's 40 shades so that people of every color have more options.
Right.
Lots of texts came in, and I know we've all heard just about enough about the sexual assault stories and more, but we got a lot of stories about the conversation you and I had.
Well, it's hard to have that conversation.
It is.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I worry quite a bit about saying the wrong thing with the best of intentions. And as I watch all this stuff go down, I just, you know, I guess we can only speak from your own experience, but it is hard to talk about. And I do feel super torn. Like, I mean, that's why I read you that Sarah Silverman thing this morning, because I really felt like she sounded like this is a dude I've been friends with for 25 years. She counts him among her best friends and Louis C.K. And then to find out that he's done this other stuff, she's like, can those two things exist? I love him, and I'm super angry at him. I love him, and he's a guy who assaulted women.
Here's a text I would like to end on, if we could.
Yes.
510 says, happy birthday, Sarah. You are so amazing, and you have definitely been an influence in the person I've become, and also the way I've raised my family. Next Generation Alice fans, for sure.
Woo-hoo!
Started listening at 16, and now I'm 36.
Oh my God.
There aren't enough words to be able to let you know how important you are to me and so many more. Love you so much.
Oh, what a nice text. Thank you so much for every minute that you've... This show is a freaking gift every single day.
Absolutely.
And as I look around, you know what we didn't do on Wednesday when we all had our Thanksgiving dinner? Because I wanted to say what we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what I would have said? It's you guys.
Aww.
Like, you are as much of my family as my actual family. And I'm psyched every day to come in here and play with you kids.
We love you so much.
Oh, thanks for the shirt, Musi.
I decided I'm going to wear it to the meeting.
All right. Oh, my God. So happy.
I'm still not going to, though. I'm not doing it. No, no way.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, thank you so much. I love my Team Sarah shirt.
Yay.
It's going to be, you've made it the best birthday of all time. Woman, I'm sorry if my birthday in any way eclipses your birthday.
You know, it didn't. I'm glad we got to do this kind of back-to-back like this. It worked out really well, and I'm proud to wear my Team Sarah shirt.
Aww.
And I love the picture we put on Instagram as well.
Yeah, oh, two pictures cute. On there. Make sure you go to the second mm-hmm. picture.
Is that bad? I'm trying to make up for the cool comment earlier.
We're super excited about...
That was towards me.
Oh, was it?
We're excited about Michael Franti tonight. We're going
yes.
to the Rockers Ball. Uh-huh. This is the Do It For Your Love Foundation. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Hooman's amazing, lavish birthday party. We're excited for that. And most of all, we're excited that we are now Entercom.
Mm-hmm.
Alice is now an Entercom property, no longer owned by CBS. Yes, Vinny?
Hooman.
I mean, Hooman, your hand is up. I'm just used to Vinny's hand being up.
And aren't we excited that we're on vacation?
Yes. Yeah. Also, that is quite exciting.
Yeah, I just got a text from one of my buddies. Are we going to try and surf this afternoon? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to.
Yes. Got a meeting. And then after that, yes.
So,
vacation begins around noon.
Yep. Yeah.
Right around noon. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We're super thankful for you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you a week from Monday. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.